these types who are fighting this issue have to fight it owing to the nature of the laws as a matter of freedom of speech and stifling of free expression and so on, but we know what's really involved. Dirty books are fun. That's all there is to it. But you can't get up in the court and say that, I suppose. It's simply a matter of freedom of pleasure, a right which is not guaranteed by the Constitution, unfortunately. Anyway, since people seem to be marching for their causes these days, I have here a march for mine. It's called Smut. Give me smut and nothing but a dirty novel I can't shut if it's uncut and unsut. So, I've never quibbled if it was ribbled. I would devour where others merely nibbled. As the judge remarked the day that he acquitted my Aunt Hortense, to be smut, it must be utterly without redeeming social importance. Pornographic pictures I adore. Indecent magazines galore. I like them more if they're hardcore. Bring on the obscene movies, murals, postcards, neckties, samplers, stained glass windows, tattoos, anything. More, I'm still not satisfied. Stories of tortures used by debauchers, lurid, licentious, and vile, make me smile. Novels that pander to my taste for candor give me a pleasure sublime. Let's face it, I love slime. All books can be indecent books, though recent books are bolder. For filth, I'm glad to say, is in the mind of the beholder. When correctly viewed, everything is lewd. I could tell you things about Peter Pan and the Wizard of Oz. There's a dirty old man. Fanny Hill, and I will if it is swill and really filthy. Who needs a hobby like tennis or philately? I've got a hobby, rereading Lady Chatterley. But now they're trying to take it all away from us unless we take a stand, and hand in hand we fight for freedom of the press. In other words, smut, I love it. Ah, the adventures of a slut. Oh, I'm a market they can't glut. I don't know what compares with smut. Hip, hip, hooray, let's hear it for the Supreme Court. Don't let them take it away.
Tom Lehrer, of course, in Smut.
He's one of our guests.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're playing our song.
You know how it goes?
Something like that.
Something like that.
You're tired.
Last night I stayed up late to masturbate. It felt so nice, I did it twice. Last night I stayed up late to masturbate. It felt so good, I knew it would. For you should see me working on the short strokes. I use my hand. It's really grand. You should see me working on the long strokes. It's really neat. I use my feet.
Smash it. Beat it on the floor. Slide it. Bite it. Ram it through the door.
Oh, it's so neat to beat your meat while sitting on the toilet seat. Isn't life divine? Funicula.
Last night I stayed up late to masturbate. It felt so nice, I did it thrice. Last night I stayed up late to rub my clit. It was a hit, my fingers fit. Oh, you should see my dildo. I use it slow. How deep I go. Should see me use my good vibrator. I use it fast. I'm really lost. Stroke it, poke it, work it in the how to trot, but if you're not, it hits the spot to tweak my twan. Ladies do it to vernicula, vernicula.
She lets me put my milk in her cane. Now my baby owns an ice cream freezer. She lets me put my milk in her cane. Her freezer ain't to be turned other man. Some people crave vanilla or strawberry, but black walnut is all I love. Some people crave vanilla or strawberry, but that black walnut is all I love. When I put my spoon in her freezer, it fits like a rubber glove. Now she turns the freezer slow and easy. She said, now, Daddy, can you just hold back and stick around? I'll try. As she turns the freezer so slow and easy, she said, now, Daddy, can you just hold back and stick around? I said, I believe you spoke just a little too late, pretty mama. I got to let that flavor come running down. She said, now you done used my freezer. Look like you're getting ready to leave. Quite natural. Now you done use my freezer. Look like you're getting ready to leave. What is that? She said, but you're still welcome to my can when you have more cream to freeze. What is that? I'll be right back, darling.
So fuck you. like a hard-on comes right in your mouth. Yeah, blues is like a hard-on comes in your mouth. Never know when it's coming, in your north or in your south. Down the road, blues like a hard-on, you're standing on the road. Lord, I gotta stop here, the rhythm of weary load. Blues like a hard-on like the blues who won't let you alone. Blues is like a hard on. I got a case of the blues. Yeah, I ain't got clap or gonorrhea, just got my hard on blues. If you were sitting here in bed with me, can't leave it alone. No, there I'm sitting in my bed in Boulder. All I can do is groan. If I don't get it off right now, someday it'll all be gone.
It's an incomplete list of impolite words. I know it's incomplete because someone comes up after the show and says,
"Hey, you forgot Needle Dick, the bug fucker."
We start out lightly with heck, hell, damn, goddamn, bitch, bastard, and crud, and then we get right into crap, turd, shit, dingleberry, piss, piddle, leak, mung, cheese, laying some cable, pinching a loaf, and dropping a load. Ass, booty, butt, hiney, tuckus, bum, buns, rump, cheeks, tits, jugs, bazooms, knockers, knobs, lungs, balloons, brown eyes, balls, nuts, onions, jewels, rock stones, ball bag, jism, cum, shoot, cream, wad, juice, pecker, tracks, pearl, necklace. Crabs, dough, sift, clap, gleet, raincoat, scumbag, rubber, gasket, French tickler, dildo, here we go now, fuck, screw, lay, diddle, push, plow, hump, cut, bang, poke, batter, wham, beef injection. Vitamin F, knock up, put out, dip your wick, hide the salami. Laying pipe, polishing your rocket, squatting on the hog, getting your pole varnished. A quickie, a noon, or a matinee. Pop your cookies, bust your nuts, get your rocks off, bananas and cream, piece of ass, nookie, poontang. Here we go again now. Cunt, coos, cooch, crack, gash, notch, twatch, slash, ginch, hole, hat, slitch, snatch, quim, box, snapper, beaver, tail, pussy, muff, bearded, clam. Fur burger. Tuna taco. Bush hair pie, woolly booger. Glory hole. A merkin, a mucket, button, clit, cherry, clamp, snapping, pussy, taint, boy in the boat, man in the canoe. Mutt rag, on the rag, flying the flag, riding the cotton pony. Having the painters in. Some of these border on poetry, I feel, you know. Hard on, rod on, bone on, boner stiff, piss hard, wet dream, hot nuts, horny, randy, blue balls, lovers nuts, construct, queefer, pussy farts, asshole, bunghole, little brown eyeball. Bugger, brown, ream, cornhole, butt fuck, backdoor, bite the brown, sugar bowl pie, mustard road, up the old dirt road.
Hershey Highway, fishing for brown trout. Fudge packer, pound cake, finger fuck, dry hump, Copperfield, tit fuck, French fuck, one man band. Hand job, French job, blow job, head job, rim job, hum job, pipe job, suck off, give head, give face, gobble, copper stem, copper doodle, go down on, muff dive, mustache ride, sit on my face, yodeling in the gully. '69, '71, which is 69 with two fingers up your... 68, which is you do me and I'll owe you one. Women hear that one all the time. Golden showers around the world, daisy chain, sloppy seconds, dog style, Mongolian clusterfuck. Group grope, gang bang, circle jerk, 20 lira, well hung. Here we go again now. Dick prick, dork, dong, tongue, doniker, dingus, wang, schlong, schwanz, putz, pork, pecker, peter, prong, tool, rod, hammer, shaft, stick, snake, knob, lop, stem, root, joint, piece, gun, meat, beef, pork, weenie, skin, flute, meat, whistle, tallywhacker. Middle leg, short arm, rod of love, Mr. Goodwrench. Joystick, love muscle, ding-dong, tube steak, pink pencil, bald-headed mouse, trouser snake, the one-eyed wonder worm. Jelly roll, pudding, jerk off, jack off, whack off, pull off, beat off, fist fuck, wanking, beating your meat, flogging your dong, pounding your pud, bleeding your weed, wringing out your rope, stroking it, giving it a tug, beating the bishop, milking the lizard, choking the chicken, waxing the dolphin, wrestling the eel, spank the frank, paddle the pickle, jerk the gherkin, punishing Percy in your palm, shooting putty at the moon, pocket pool, pimp, hooker, trick, queen, queer, punk, faggot, quiff, dyke, diesel, dyke, lezzy, bulldagger, box lunch, seafood, rough trade, eat me, fuck you up, your ass, fuck off, piss off, stick it, stuff it, shove it, ram it, jam it, cram it, sit on it, get laid, get in, get off, get it on, get it up, motherfucker, cocksucker, old fart, fart face, fart sniffer, cocksman, scat fan, asshole, peckerhead, scumbag, fuck up, fuck off, ball breaker, ball buster, a real pisser, cock teaser, cunt lapper, ass kisser, brown nose, shit ass, shit heel, douchebag, and mother strapalonian. Thank you all for being here tonight.
That was George Carlin from his brand-new album on, I don't know what the label is. Doesn't
matter. I don't know how long it's going to last after we played that kind
of It's abandonous.
What is he talking about, I wonder?
It's eardrum records.
I'm learning a lot. This show is very educational.
Yes.
We were talking about that during, while that record was playing, we were thinking, what if someone is just
here, Mary,
now...
Here, Mary, tell them I heard.
Yeah, any minute now. Before that, Allen Ginsberg and the Hard-On Blues. And before that, Harry Nilsson, and You're Breaking My Heart, but who cares?
Yeah.
Roosevelt Sykes. Well, hey, listen, I mean, this is a class show. Roosevelt Sykes, sure. Before that, and My Baby's Got an Ice Cream Freezer, and we started out with two versions of the world-famous greatest hit, the masturbation song. We don't know who the female version is, or we don't say, or
we don't
about
say
this?
Until I get
Mara and Dara.
But what we should say is that a listener heard the male version, right, on this show last year, and wrote a female version. So we're corrupting the whole world and proud of it. And
how do you do, ladies and gentlemen? It is our privilege to bring you at this time an eyewitness report of the first international trepidation contest. We are speaking to you from the ringside of the great Maple Leaf Auditorium, which is packed to the rafters with spectators, eager and curious. For the benefit of my listeners who are not acquainted with the facts relating to this event, it might be well to describe the two contestants. Lord Windermere from Wapping Foghole in Devonshire is, of course, the champion of the British Empire. The challenger is Paul Boomer, native son of Australia, who, I understand, worked his way to Canada in the crew of an ocean freighter carrying a load of Melbourne cabbage, upon which, so it is stated, Boomer trains exclusively. I see now there's a bit of a flurry around Lord Windermere's entrance. And yes, here he comes, Lord Windermere. I'll see if I can get him to come to the microphone and say a few words. Joe! So we'll see if we can get his lordship to come over here for a minute. Tell him it's for the radio.
Okay, I'll get him for you.
Thanks. Well, Lord Windermere appears to be in good spirits. He's smiling and chatting. Thrown about him is a beautiful silk dressing gown of perfect purple velvet upon which is worked, I imagine, to be the the coat of arms of the House of Windsor. It's a beautiful thing. Good boy, Joel. In just a minute, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to have his lordship himself come to the microphone and say a few words. Right over here, please. Right over here. Yeah, right here. Yes. Yes, folks, here he is, right in the microphone, the champion himself, Lord Windsor. Your Highness, how did you come to take an interest in this unusual art?
Well, I suppose you could say it all started over Lady Windsor's fan.
I see.
Yes, I noticed she was waving this fan in front of her face, so I asked her why did you she did it. So she retorted that if I insisted on constantly crepitating, she had to fan away in pure self-defense, you see. My friends were drawn into the controversy and persuaded me to capitalize on my proficiency and sort of going for it and all that. That's all.
Thank you very much, Your Majesty. Thank you, and good luck to you. That was Lord Windsor, a champion crepitator of the British. Oh, and here's a challenger. Here's Paul Groomer from Australia. Paul, over here, please. Please ask Mr. Boomer to come over here, please. The radio. We want to speak on the radio. Just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. I think we'll have Paul Boomer for you right away. Yes, here he comes. His attendant has just pointed us out. Howdy, Paul. How? He just waves his hand in greeting and starts walking over to the microphone. And here, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Paul Boomer. Will you say hello to our audience, Mr. Boomer?
Hello, Canada.
Now tell me, sir, when did you first realize that you were proficient enough to take a shot at the Empire Championship?
Well, ever since I was a little nipper, I liked to fart. I remember I used to make my mother and father laugh their bleeding heads off when I used to let one go in church during the announcement of the Ladies' Aid.
Excuse me, Mr. Boomer. On the radio, we call it crepitating.
Now, look here, Cobber. What I always says is, a fart's a fart, whether you raise up on one cheek and sneak or whether you give it a full blast like I do.
Very well. As long as the CBC is no objection. I personally find the four-letter word much easier to say and more descriptive than the longer and more academic crepitating.
Thank you. And I would like to say...
Oh, and there's the bell. Thank you, Mr. Boomer. And good luck. Paul Boomer hurries off to the center of the arena to meet the champion and to receive instructions. Now the house lights are dimming and the great flood of high-powered electric lights cascade down onto the center of this great arena where stands, in simple eloquence, the farting post. The farting post is about 4 feet high and is decorated with red, white, and blue bunting up to about 9 inches from the top. The bare top section is worn smooth by the grip of many hands in previous contests. And now it appears that Paul Boomer is to be the first at the post. Now that, I believe, is customary for the challenger to make the first effort. Yes, Paul Boomer takes off his dressing gown and strides to the farting post. He grips it firmly around the top and flexes his knees. The signal to commence has not yet been given, so we may assume that these are just preliminaries. I think I have time to describe Mr. Boomer's outfit. He's stripped from the waist up and wears a tight-fitting trunks of powder blue trimmed with scarlet. These trunks are similar to those worn by wrestlers with one important difference. Excuse me. There's a hole about 6 inches in diameter removed from the seat. This, of course, has been done for obvious reasons. This symmetrical aperture is called the fenêtre de brise, literally translated meaning the zephyr window. Mr. Boomer's fenêtre de brise has a scarlet trim around its perimeter, giving a very provocative air to this genial Australian backside. And there goes the signal to commence. You might have heard it over the microphone, a blast on the medieval Bronx Hussar Spiegel, the traditional woodwind instrument associated with this sport for centuries. Now a hush falls on the vast throng as Boomer walks slowly, deliberately to the farting post. He's exuding confidence, and he gives one last all-encompassing grin to the tense audience as he grips the farting post between a pair of hands that look as though they could splinter the post. Now he flexes his knees, much in the manner of a boxer. He seems to be concentrating on the very top of the farting post. You can hear a pin drop, and here it comes. Oh, a beauty, a beauty. I think it was a triple flutter blast. Yes, that's what the judge signals. A triple flutter blast. That gives him 25 points right off the bat. And another of the same, and another 25 points. That's followed by three fuzzy farts in rapid succession. It's amazing how this man can change pace and style of offering by a slight, simple shifting of his buttock area. He's still gripping the post and complete concentration. Boomer now has a score of 65. Those last three fuzzy farts at 5 points apiece, adding 15 to his previous score. And now here's something coming. A blooper! A blooper! A perfectly executed blooper! What's that? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That was a follow-up flooper, a follow-up flooper. The second time in the history of this sport that a follow-up flooper has been achieved in open competition. The only other time, I believe, was during the World Series held in Europe in 1783. During the course of this series, Francois Fouf, the famous French farter, after leaving a follow-up flooper, defeated Sandy McGuinn, his Scottish opponent, by only one bloop and then dropped dead. As you know, since then, in honor of Monsieur Fouf, the bloop had been dropped from open competition. And now the score is 105 for Boomer. A flooper, of course, counts 10 points, but a follow-up flooper, a very difficult maneuver, gives 40 points. Well, this certainly has been a whirlwind session. I think that Paul Boomer is about played out, as they say. What am I saying? And he's not through yet, apparently. Wait a minute, here comes a threep. Oh, a little threep worth only 2 points and very dangerous. And another threep. Well, not bad. Well, he's certainly putting up a fight. Well, he's certainly putting up a fighting finish. Four threeps, a very hazardous fart because of the danger of plotching. But giving him 8, a very valuable point. And there he throws up his hands. He throws up his hands as a signal that he's finished. And the crowd gives him a tremendous ovation. He's sitting down, looking a little pale, a little wan perhaps, but smiling happily at the crowd. This man has a definite charm about him that has endeared him to all except the most rabid Windermere fans. And his result, wait a minute.
Oh, Boomer! 123 points!
Did you hear that? Paul Boomer, 123 points, a world's record, beating Lord Windermere's previous world mark of 119 by 4 points. Paul Boomer, this moment, is the world's champion. But for how long, we don't know, because Lord Windermere might take it right back again. And here's his lordship now walking up to the post, apparently not in the least disconcerted by the brilliant performance of the challenger. He's outfitted a little differently from Paul Boomer. He has purple tights, full-length tights, and around the fenêtre de brise, you remember the hole cut out from the center of his seat, around this there's a fringe of little gold tassels about 4 inches long. This, no doubt, is some decoration affected by... just a moment. Seems to be some sort of a dispute here. Paul Boomer and his seconds are on their feet and seem to be arguing with the judges and pointing to the fringe on the champion's posterior. Oh, I see. I see Paul Boomer is claiming that the fringe might add a whistle or some other sound to Lord Windermere's efforts and so increase their value. And after all, in a closely fought contest like this, every little advantage must be jealously watched. The judges appear to be agreeing with Paul Boomer, and they direct the champion to remove the fringe. He doesn't like the decision very much, and the crowd's getting resentful. They think he should be a better sport about it. And I agree with him. Oh, he seems to have decided that he's got to give in, and he rips off the fringe and flings it to the ground. Then he walks over to where Boomer is sitting. He turns his back, puts his hands on his hips, and oh, he leaves a threep right in Paul Boomer's face. The crowd get a kick out of this. As you know, a threep is a very low scorer, only 2 points, but to throw one away just in a gesture of defiance demonstrates the spirit of dash and recklessness which has made the Englishman the champion that he is. He's smiling disdainfully now as he returns to the center of the arena. He nods to the judge to show he's ready, and hello, what's this? He's not going to use the farting post. Lord Windermere, the champion, in a final gesture of contempt, scorns the use of the farting post. Well, this is developing into a bit of a grudge contest. He has his hands on his hips, knees slightly bent, and a sizzler. His first attempt is, and another one. Two in a row, and another one, a third. Three sizzlers in a row, a tremendous effort. 60 points in his first 30 seconds. This time. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Four fuzzes, four fragrant fuzzes in rapid succession. It's a pleasure to see the ease and comfort with which his lordship leaves his fart. Perfect technique. And now his score is 80 points. 80 points in the first 30 seconds of the post. Now he's getting ready again. Hands on hips. A little bit red in the face as he strains to... Oh, something there. Wait a minute. Something's wrong. His attendants run into him. He's in some kind of distress. I see.
Yes, the judge's signal. It was a plotcher. Oh, hard luck, your lordship, sir. Hard luck. The champion left a very bad plotcher and will be penalized 15 points. That puts him back to 65 points, 59 short of the 124 he needs to retain his championship. He's all set again and seems to be straining a little more cautiously. And here is... a fundus break. Oh, a beautiful bit of wind-breaking virtuosity. A most difficult part to perform without clutching. This man has wonderful control, and the crowd are really warming up to him. That fundus break counts 30 points, and it takes Lord Windermere up to 95 points. It's getting very tense now, and here it is. Here is the next one. A trail blow. A trail blow. 10 points. Followed by a resounding single flutter blast. I think that is. Wait. Yes, the judges proclaim that to be a single flutter blast. A lovely change of pace there. And now the excitement is growing unbearable as the champion takes a step away from the post. And his score is 120, just 3 points short of the Paul Boomer mark, just 3 points short. If he gets one more fuzzy or two small freaks, it's all over for the shouting, and the challenger will have to return to Australia with his shattered hopes. I think everyone's heart aches for Paul Boomer. He's really a great guy, but Windermere steps up to the post again and looks very confident as he gets ready for the killing. And here it comes, a sweep, that's two more points. A little small sweep was all it was, 2 points, and now it's practically over. Just one more of those little sweeps, those little two-point sweeps in the contest will be over. It seems as though his lordship was deliberately tormenting Boomer by dallying. But Boomer's smiling, it's a forced smile, but he's trying hard, he's sitting there trying hard to take it like the grand sportsman that he is, but... he can see defeat standing ready to sweep away his dreams at almost any instant. And now Lord Windermere steps forward and... Hello, he's going to use the farthing post as final evidence, Steve. Flexes his knees. It looks as though he's going to try for a high-scoring effort for a whirlwind finish. Perhaps another sizzler. And now he's trying very hard, starting out on his forehead, and even the trickle of perspiration venturing down his temple seems to hesitate, so that this mighty last effort should have undivided attention. Now, the suggestion of a smile from the champion seems to have decided just what treatment is going to give this final bid. I see the audience almost to a man is on its feet, breathless and tense. He closes his eyes, a look of pure ecstasy on his face. Oh, he shits! The champion is disqualified! Well, ladies and gentlemen, as a special service feature, we have brought you direct from the ringside of the Maple Leaf Auditorium a blow-by-blow description of the first trepidation contest held under international auspices. This broadcast replaced midweek meditations usually heard at this time.
Michael Blue's the one. He's got a talking bomb. He's quite a vicious one. He's gonna kick his mom. Michael Blue, he doesn't know his name. He's talking bomb with my face to face. So he says, tell me what's the use. Michael Blue, he's got a ring.
only talking bomb in the land.
Well, not too many people smoking out here tonight. That's pretty good. Kind of bothers some people. If you're in a sleazy place like this and people start smoking, you know. So. It doesn't bother me in a nightclub because I'm used to it. If I'm in a restaurant, though, and I'm eating and someone says, hey, mind if I smoke? Well, I say, oh, no, do you mind if I fart? It's one of my habits. Yeah, they got a special section for me on airplanes now. I quit once for a year, you know. But I gained a lot of weight. And, it's hard to quit. You know, after sex, I really have the urge to light one up, huh?
Well, in that case, he gives us one more to do. In that case, we got to... we got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater. And our alma mater... oh, yeah, our alma mater is a fourth-grade ditty, and it's very cute. I learned it in the fifth. I was a little behind. But it's a beautiful song of togetherness. And when I say togetherness, believe me, I do mean togetherness. If it wasn't for togetherness, I wouldn't be here tonight, really. Oh, yeah! And if it wasn't for togetherness, none of the rest of you would be here tonight. Oh, yeah! Well, now, this also happens to be a sexy song. And there's nothing wrong, not a thing wrong with sex. Nothing wrong with sex. Nothing wrong with sex. Sex is a beautiful thing. It's honorable and it's lovable. My father is a Baptist minister. He taught us. He told us, son, there's nothing wrong with sex. It's just the way that you handle it, you see. Oh, yeah! So now, the reason why it's a sexy song is because the girls have one part and the boys have the other. Very simple. Now, we're going to teach the boys their part first because they only have one part. See? Oh, yeah. No, I got to hold a pick with these two fingers. This is the only one I got to work with, you know. Okay. Now, it happens to be in E-flat, and it's not a rock and roll number, so we have to turn our boxes down a little bit because it's real sweet and groovy. Wow, is it groovy. Okay, here we go. Now, fellas, here's what you do. Now, I'll sing the girl's part, and when I lean over this way, you come in with your part. Now, here's the way it goes. The girls say, my, and the boys say, ding-a-ling, see? That's right. That's right. And then the girls say, my, and then the boys say, ding-a-ling. You notice how the boys' voice starts rising right there? And then the girls say, I want you to play with my... and the boys say, ding-a-ling. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Okay. Okay, now. All right, when I lean over this way, fellas, we want you to come in real strong with your ding-a-ling, see? Okay, here we go. Oh, I'm going to sing the girls' part now when I lean out this way. Okay. Oh, my... my... I want you to play with my, oh my, oh my, I want you to play with my, girls, girls, the boys got their part ready, the boys got their part ready, honey, yes ma'am, they are ready, the boys got their part ready. Did you hear how they were standing out there? Oh, yeah. Okay, now, girls, now you can't let the boys outdo you. We want you, I was singing your part. We want you to put your part right around the boys' part so we can get all these parts together. All right. Okay, girls, now when I lean out this way, you sing when I was singing. And lean out this way, fellas. Be sure and get your ding-a-lings in there. Okay, all right, here we go. Oh, my.
Ding-a-ling.
That was fairly good. But you know, it's about six girls down here taking care of all them ding-a-lings out there. You know, that's too much. That's too much for six girls. That's too much. We need more girls, because them were some strong ding-a-lings over in here, yeah. We need more girls to sing. Now, come on, girls, now, open your mouth. Now, here and get it. Come on, come on. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, come on, girl. Oh, my. Had about 58 girls singing in, yeah. Wait till we get along the fifth verse. All the girls will be singing. I told you it was a fourth grade number. It's a cute little song, too. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my. Beautiful, beautiful. That's what I call togetherness. You know, then Mama took me to Sunday school. They tried to teach me the golden rule. Every time the choir would sing, I'd take out my ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. You know, it never fails. Guess where the strongest minds are? Right over in here. Guess where the strongest ding-a-lings are? Right behind them. That's where they are. Beautiful, beautiful. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. Oh, ding-a-ling. Oh, that is beautiful. You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing mine, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got a right, baby. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. Tell you. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall. I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. My ding-a-ling. Fellas, let's give the girls credit now. Don't they have a beautiful passage? In the song, in the song, in the song, in the song. I remember the girl next door. We used to play house on the kitchen. About 500 girls singing now, I'm telling you. You know that's future parliament out there singing? Future government, really, of England out there singing. And I'll be glad when you get in office and change a few things. Oh, yeah! Once I was swimming across Turtle Creek, man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my baby. Downstairs, she's so big and bold. Grandma warned me she is too old. She used to take me swinging in the schoolyard swing and swing down and take my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh! Beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song, really I do. And guess what? Everybody's still not singing. There's a few right down front here that's not singing. We're gonna dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir. And we're gonna ask the spotlights when we get ready to sing the verse to look around and see who's not singing. So here goes to those who will not sing. This here song, it ain't so sad. The cutest little song you ever had. Those of you who will not sing, you must be playing with your own ding-a-ling. Thank you.
Jimmy Buffett.
Can we say that album title? Because I never heard it before, and I love it.
It's a white sport coat and a pink crustacean.
And there's this great picture of him with a lobster on the front cover.
He spent a lot of years in New Orleans in rock and roll bands before he moved to Key West, Florida.
That's a wonderful song.
Somebody was just driving along in their car and dashing across the dial song being played, which is exactly the way I heard it the first time.
Chuck Berry. And a live version of My Ding-a-ling, in which he managed to get...
Your Ding-a-ling or his Ding-a-ling?
No, his Ding-a-ling.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. No, because it was recorded in London, and it couldn't have been My Ding-a-ling.
Oh, I'm just checking.
Never been to London.
Okay.
And before that, Steve Martin. Somebody tell me about that, because whose record is that, yours?
Yeah.
Steve Martin was called Smoking?
Right.
All right. And before that...
You didn't say what it is.
Splogenous Abounds.
That's the name of a group.
Splogenous
Abounds. That's the name of the group. And the song was called Michael Booth's Talking Bum. There you are. And we started out with Howard Lerman's farting contest.
Well, Mary, you know, that'd make a great fundraiser, but seeing the air conditioning broke upstairs, the smell was just unreal.
Down by the railroad track, you ran your fingers through my hair and up and down my back. You called me sweet, you called me dear, you called me turtle dove. Thank you.
you.
Well, it's 40 below and I don't give a fuck. Got a heater in my truck and I'm off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goof, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand. He's a one-ball man and he's off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goof, you know. Piss me off, you fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Got a truck and I don't give a fuck cause I'm off the rodeo. It's elemental left and right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right step right. Get on stage, you goddamn goof, you know. You piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand. He's a one-ball man and he's off the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking let me get your right step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goof, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves.
The bull and his little red rod would have no milk nor butter, by God.
Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay.
Well, the bull flipped around and he stuck it in the place, and now we got milk and butter to waste.
Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay.
8 years old, come a nine in the spring, hit him in the belly, he sounded the ring.
Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay. Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay.
One eye knocked out and the other in glass. Four white feet with a hole in his ass.
Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay. Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay.
A big fat possum in the country store. Shit on the counter and he shit on the floor.
Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay. Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay.
He shit in the coffee and he shit in the tea. If I hadn't got a hustle, he'd shit on me.
Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay. Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay.
I fuck Sal and Sal fucked me. I fucked Sal and she hollered tree.
Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay. Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay.
The tree did split and Sal did shit, and I didn't get but a damn little bit.
Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay. Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay.
I jumped on my horse and I rode around a herd. The son of a bitch threw me on a hot cow turd.
Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay. Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay.
If you don't believe I'm a child of God, just raise up my shirt tail, smell of my cod.
Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay. Come a tie,
yippee-yippee-yay. My name is wrote on the tail of my shirt. I'm a Peter pushing daddy and I don't have to work.
Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay. Come a tie, yippee-yippee-yay.
Blow that pig fucking thing down and let's play some sweet.
The boys look you over if you can't get it by thank you.
Yeah.
was hanging round town in a house of ill fame, laying up with a twist, a rough hustling dame, when a hop-headed pimp with his nose full of coke beat me out of the girl and it left me stone broke. When a stranger walked in and said, he say, my lad, are you any good riding horses? It's bad. Said I, you're damned right, that's one thing I can do. I'm a second-rate pimp, but a good buckaroo. Bring on your bad horses, I never saw one that set me to guessing or bother me none. Said he, guess again, there's one horse that I own. You might have heard of him, the strawberry roan. Well, I guess we've all heard of that ball bearing stud. He had epizootic and glanders and crud. He's the worst bucking bronco that ever was foaled. He's never been rode and he's 20 years old.
Oh, that strawberry roan, how many colts has he thrown? He's got gonorrhea and chancres and sip. He's strictured with clap, but his cock is still stiff. That renegade strawberry roll.
Well, the upshot of it was that I found myself hired to snap out some colts at that great studded sired. They were knot-headed cayuses, just like their dad. With most of them wrong, but all of them bad. With their feet in my pockets, those bastards did fight till my ass drug my tracks out away before night. My balls in my boots and my mouth full of dung. My ears was all scratched where I'd got my spurs hung. Then the boss came in and said, hey, that's enough. That strawberry roan's colts are too goddamn tough. I'm plumb sick and tired seeing you take them falls. Rope that windmill in stud and we'll cut out his balls.
Oh, that strawberry roan, we went out to unbend his bone. We built a big loop and went in the corral. We roped his front feet and he farted and fell. We flattened that strawberry roan.
Well, the boss held his head while I hog-tied his leg. Then I reached for my jackknife and went for his egg. When I opened his bag, why, he let out a moan. And he squealed like a pig when I whittled one stone. But all I could locate was one of his nuts. The other was hidden someplace in his guts. So I rolled up my sleeves and swimming in blood, I frisked for the seed in the guts of that stud. Well, I thought that I'd found it, I felt something pass, but it was only a turd on the way to his ass. Just then I heard one of them blood-curdling squalls, and I looked and the roan had the boss by the balls. Well, I stomped on his head, it wasn't no use. He was just like a bulldog, he wouldn't let loose. So I untied his legs and he got to his feet. But the boss's voice changed and I knew he was beat.
Oh, that strawberry roan, we advise you to leave him alone. He's a knot-headed cayuse with only one ball. But the boss is a eunuch with no balls at all. Lay off of that strawberry roan.
Whoa, you son of a bitch!
Oh,
all right, you bastards, off of your ass. We're on the air. Strike up the band.
Up your ass, Butch.
Fuck you, you son of a bitch.
What the hell is this?
In 1492, a Dago from Italio bumped down the streets of Spain by day, yelling hot tamales. Columbo, Columbo, he thought the world was round, oh. That high fanatical, geographical son of a bitch, Columbo. He went unto the Queen of Spain, he asked for ships and cargo. Swore he'd be a son of a bitch if he didn't bring back Chicago. Queen Anne, she says, Columbus, dear, please now don't get frantic. But what'll you do for Poontang when you sail the broad Atlantic? Oh, Columbo, Columbo, he thought the world world was round, oh. That high fanatical, geographical son of a bitch, Columbo. Play it, you son of a bitches. Move in there. This next verse will really make you get a hard on, boy.
Take it out, Deep. It hurts so good.
With months and weeks they sailed abroad Atlantic, and for a piece of poontang that whole damn crew went frantic. The skipper came on deck one day, his prick was like a mast pole. He grabbed a sailor around the neck and he shoved it up his ass. Oh, Columbo, Columbo, he thought the world was round, oh. That high fanatical, geographical son of a bitch, Columbo. Lower the boom, you cocksucker.
Stop it. Oh, don't ever do that. Not that fair in the house.
Who let that fruit in? The skipper's wife come on deck one day, is selling shirts and collars. But with her cunt in just 5 minutes, she made $5,000. There was a monkey on this deck. This monkey's name was Jumbo. He grabbed Columbus by the neck and threw it up his asshole. Oh, Columbo, Columbo, he thought the world was round. Oh, that high fanatical, geographical son of a bitch, Columbo, Columbo, Columbo. He thought the world was round, oh, that high fanatical, geographical son of a bitch, Columbo. And fuck you too, brother.
I can feel, oh, your teeth, honey, on the end of my dick. You're hurting me to the bone. To let you blow? Shit, honey, I just don't know. You can fuck, but you sure can't suck. You've made mistakes, but what the hell, honey, you're not alone. There have been other teeth that touched my bone. Woo! Yeah, the whores were low, but they sure could blow. You can fuck, but you sure can't suck. Lord, when you stroke my cock, honey, whoa, you set it on fire. Don't you know that cum's gonna shoot higher? Well, honey, don't keep your mouth shut so tight. Woo! Let me shoot all over you all night. And that cum on your face gonna make you a beautiful sight. Woo! Get down on your knees, honey, between my legs, yeah, woo. Grab hold of my cock in your left hand, baby. Yeah, and rub your tits all over it, honey, woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, now lick my balls, baby, lick them, and rub it, oh. Woo-hoo-hoo. Honey, now suck it slowly, yeah, baby, and rub it gently. Gently and make it hard as a fucking rock, baby. Ooh. You're gonna love it, baby. You're gonna oh, ooh, mother. Oh, god damn you. Oh.
All right, that's about enough of that silliness.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, get serious. We want to explain that. Let's see. We ought to back announce what we've been listening to and what makes you think I remember. We started with Debbie McClatchy. You were only fucking, but I was making love. But now that, which, by the way, that's a very interesting, as you said, that song really has a, that makes a not only a really good statement, but the way she uses the words makes a lot of sense, because it sort of implies that there's more to it than that, you know, if that makes any sense at all. We're falling asleep here. It's 1:30 in the morning. The rodeo, tell me about the rodeo song. Was that from Dr. Demento?
Yes, the good
okay.
doctor gave me.
Now, we got to tell you, we got to thank
That's
Dr.
A Canadian
Demento.
Group.
A group called Showdown sang the rodeo song. And what Dr. Demento did was he put together a tape for us of rare porno silliness from his own private record collection. He wasn't able to actually be here tonight to lend his inimitable presence to this function, but he certainly appreciates what we're doing enough to send us a tape. And so from the tape that he sent us, we heard Tie-Yi-Yippee and the Strawberry Roan, which were two Western swing porno versions of two well-known cowboy songs from the 40s. Province uncredited because he isn't sure who did them. And then a song called Columbo, which was a satire of a 1924 song called Christopho Columbo. And since I haven't heard
the original,
I had never heard the original. So is that, I don't know if that's, is that a funny parody? You have to hear the original. It's funny as a song, but, and again, he isn't quite sure who did that one. So we say anonymous. And then this last one that we were just listening to, which I decided in the middle that I didn't really need to hear any more of. That's sexist garbage.
That's what I told you. That's when I started, you know, right? We all agreed that, you know, when you listen through this stuff, you find so much sexism and racism.
Yeah. I like stuff that's funny and silly. I am all for being funny and silly. But stuff that's just jive.
Let me get the chart.
Signifying monkey told the line one day there's a bad motherfucker coming down your way. Talking about your people, I'm sorry to say, but he talked about your mammy in a hell of a way. Talked about your sister and your grandma too, and he didn't show too much respect for you. Line took off like a mighty breeze, knocking coconuts down and giraffes to the knee. He come up on the enemy and say, hey, big old bad motherfucker, heard some shit about you, about all these bad things that you supposed to do. The elephant looked at the lion out the corner of his eye. He said, please, Mr. Lion, pick on somebody your side. Lion jumped back and made a fancy pass, and the elephant kicked him right square and fast. The lion roared and swung from the ground, and the elephant knocked him right straight on back down. The lion went through the jungle more dead than alive, and that's when the monkey really started his drive. Say, I thought you called yourself the Jungle King, but I found out you ain't a goddamn thing. See, cause every time I'm fixing to mess around and get a little bit, you come around here with that roaring shit. Monkey started laughing and jumping up and down, and his left foot missed the limb and his ass hit the ground. Like a flash of lightning in a bowl of heat, lion was on the monkey with all 4 feet. The monkey cried, said, Mr. Lion, that's my nuts out the sand, and I'll stand back and fight you like a natural man. The lion backed up all full of fight, and the monkey jumped 60 feet out of sight. Jungle, sharp as a tack, stiff to the bone in a mink Russian hat. He had on handmade gaiters with a clean white stitch, 3 parrots on each hand, and a fine monkey bitch. He had a Rolls Royce, black on black in black, with 2 baboon holes in front and a gorilla hole in the back. They came to a halt in about the center of town, and the monkey said, let me out, bitches, so I can get my game down. He looked at his watch and he said, I fucked off enough time. It's time for me to get to signifying. He walked in the food hall around by 6 o'clock.
and a little chimpanzee bitch tried to give him some cock. He heard some noise out front and he peeped through the glass. An old rhino pimp was kicking some zebra hoe's ass. Old Pool Shark Tiger was on the shoe shine stand. Jumped down and said, "Let's shoot for a grand." The monkey broke the balls and made the 1, 2, 3 and said, "Hold my stick, strap it, motherfucker, I got to go pee." An old sissy ape saw his dick and started to moan and holler. He said, "I ain't got time for no asshole, I'm betting $1,000. But soon as it's over and I collect my bread, and if your money's right, I can stand a little head." The monkey went back and made the 4 and 7 and said, "If we'd have been shooting craps, motherfucker, now that would have been 11. He looked over the table while he chalked his stick. Said, "Cross sides with the 5 and 4 rails with the 6. The tiger laughed and said, "Good shot, but no shake." But when the cue ball stopped, it was right behind the 8. The monkey called 9 rails and the tiger started grinning. But the 8 ball was gone before the cue ball stopped spinning. The tiger said, "Come on, Mr. Monkey, let's shoot one more." He said, "You didn't shoot that time, motherfucker. Plus, I got to go." The tiger said, "Well, I ain't gonna pay you." Laugh till the monkey pulled the razor and started taking the stripes off his ass. Monkey called his hoes to the street. He said, "Up against the wall, bitches, and don't make a peep. Time has come to take your vows. If you don't know them, I'll tell you how. Pussy to pussy and meat to meat. It's the true hoes, oh. Now repeat after me. I bitch, promise not to snitch. Hustle this cock like a son of a bitch. Keep a strong pussy and a very weak mind. Pass up a motherfucking dime. Walk the street in a blizzard storm, but keep my lips and my pussy warm. Fuck 'em, suck 'em, and jack 'em off too. Fart in his face if he wants me to. Trick in the mud and get funky, and give all my money to the signifying monkey."
Hi, everybody, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis.
We'd like to tell you all about our latest and funniest picture for Paramount.
Of course, you mean the Caddy.
Oh, of course. You know, Jerry, I don't remember the last time I had so much fun making a picture.
Boy, I'll say. How about that scene when I wrecked the department store that I'm working in?
Yeah, and what about the scene when I come home and find a strange, and I do mean strange, man in my bed, and it turns out to be you?
Tell him about the terrific game of golf I play. Go on, tell him.
Terrific? I've never seen golf played that way before.
Crazy, man, crazy.
I hate to brag, folks, but I think the Caddy is the funniest picture we've made. No kidding, it's got 90 riotous minutes of howls, gags, fun, and more heartwarming entertainment than you and the family ever saw.
You'll love Jerry and me in the Caddy.
Take my word for it, the Caddy is the most hilarious picture we've ever made. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's the Caddy.
Yeah, the Caddy. Is that all right, you cocksucker?
How was that, you shitheel?
Without reading it?
I'm with you.
Okay. Next, you still rolling?
Still rolling?
All right, start.
You can cut that bit out.
I will.
Okay.
This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis, asking you to see our newest and funniest picture to date.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You bet I do. The Caddy is filled with 90 hilarious minutes of howls, gags, fun, and heartwarming entertainment that the entire family will enjoy.
Crazy, man, crazy.
No doubt about it, Dean. This is the funniest picture we've ever made. No kidding, folks. We're sensational. Take my word for it. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's The Caddy. It'll make you shit.
Cut out, make. You ready? He ain't doing a fucking thing. He's just standing there. Now, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with him. We will Dave and Flair, you cocksucker.
Well, this guy with TB gets through here. Ready? Shh. Now, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with a reminder to see our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on and join the fun in the most righteous 90 minutes of howls.
Righteous? Where the fuck do you see righteous? That's riotous, you greaseball.
Righteous. What is this, a religious picture?
I ain't up. This is religious, Martin and Jerry Lewis. Well, there's five fucking lines. We can't get through it.
Come on, 15.
This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with a reminder to see our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on and join the fun in the most wonderful 90 minutes of howls and gags you ever saw.
We'll be seeing you in Paramount's The Caddy.
Yep, The Caddy.
With a big cock on it.
Okay.
Contract, little Bulbo, let the semen out. I'm a little pussy, moist and split. Here is my labia, and here is my clit. When I get all horny, I will shout, get me up the ass and fucking eat me. Soft and curly, I get stinky when they shoot too early. When you're up against me, I will shout, ouch, you fucking bastard, pull me out.
Some rowdy fuckers here tonight, huh? The problem's all inside your head, she said to me. The answer's easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to fuck your lover. 50 ways to fuck your lover. She said, it's really not my habit to intrude. And furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to fuck your lover. 50 ways to fuck your lover. You just slip up a crack, Jack. Put it in her handstand. Pump out the juice, Bruce. Listen to me. Oh, you fuck her in the dorm, Norm. In the back seat, Pete. Get her in the eye, guy. Listen to me. Oh, you pull down your pants, Lance. Give her some head, Fred. Try a new hole, Joel. Oh, you fuck her in the tit pit. Rub her on the cheek seat. Anywhere at all, Paul. There must be 50 fucking ways. There must be 50 fucking ways. There must be 50 fucking ways to make your baby feel good.
Motherfucker. Do you want to do an old sailor song here?
This one goes. I put my hand upon her toe, yo ho, yo ho. I put my hand upon her toe, yo ho, yo ho. I put my hand upon her toe. She said, "Hey Yankee, you're way too low. Get in, get out, quit fucking about, yo ho, yo ho, yo ho." So I put my hand upon her knee, yo ho. I put my hand upon her knee, yo ho. I put my hand upon her knee. She said, "Hey Yankee, you're kidding me. Get in, get out, quit fucking about, yo ho, yo ho, yo ho." So I put my hand upon her tit, yo ho. I put my hand upon her tit, yo ho. I put my hand upon her tit. She said, "Hey Yankee, quit squeezing it. Get in, get out, quit fucking about, yo ho, yo ho, yo ho." So I put my hand upon her twat, yo ho, yo ho. I put my hand upon her twat, yo ho. I put my hand upon her twat. She said, "Hey Yankee, you're hitting the spot. Get in, get out, quit fucking about, yo ho, yo ho, yo ho." And now she lies in a wooden box, yo ho, yo ho. And now she lies in a wooden box, yo ho. And now she lies in a wooden box from sucking so many Yankee cocks. Get in, get out, quit fucking about, yo ho, yo ho.
Okay, the last three songs were all by an artist named John Valby, I guess, V-A-L-B-Y. And in the notes that Dr. Demento gave us with the tape, it says, Valby is a popular nightclub entertainer in upstate New York who has released four LPs of pure filth, which have been distributed only in the Buffalo-Rochester area. So if you have any relatives in Buffalo, New York, send them running out to find these records. We heard him doing Yo-Ho, right Yo-Ho, 50 Ways to Fuck Your Lover, and Little Penis. And then before that, outtakes from a commercial by Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis from
that's
for the
movie
That's
in case you're missing
Caddy.
The telethon tonight.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's in case you're not watching Jerry's Kids. You can. This is an alternative.
Got a thousand legs and can't walk. Oh, no. Good. Terrible.
Sick, sick joke.
No, none of that now. Come on. Crippled kid jokes are not funny. And we started with, Signifying Monkey.
Yes.
Parts 1, 2, 3, 4, all his parts.
Yeah, right. Listen,
all the monkey's parts were on.
You remember what I said about all those satires?
Yeah.
All that Valby stuff is all satire.
Oh, that's wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
It really
I like
is.
That a lot.
We're getting requests.
Maybe that's for people that can't have their own ideas. I don't know.
Oh, I think his ideas
no,
are really
I think he's
funny.
Very clever. I think he's very clever.
Is Paul Simon going to do something bad to us?
No.
No?
He may do something bad to him.
Oh, okay. Yes. He calls, we just tell him, uh-uh, man. Yeah, call
Paul
Dr. Demento.
We never heard of Paul Simon.
Call Dr. Demento. He'll yell at him. We must thank Dr. Demento again
once
for providing
again.
Some of the things that... radio stations, and he made this as his contribution. He does come in and do live radio right here on the station, but he just wasn't able to be here tonight, and I sort of understand why. I don't blame him. This is pretty silly. What's
we
next?
Got.
What we got?
Tom queued up something.
Oh, it's Prince Buster doing
reggae.
Rekka Pum Pum, actually ska.
Ska. They all look alike.
To the melody of the little drummer boy, which makes it
weird. All right. Get it.
Here we go.
Tonight I want to rick a boom boom. A butt butt girl to rick a boom boom. And if she's ugly, I don't mind. Feeling fit and fine to wine, so I want a grind, I want a grind, Lord. When go tear up, boom boom. My dick is in a terrible state. Oh Lord, good Lord, give me the fit. I want to sit and wait till heat.
party line, boy.
Wingo, tear up, boom, boom.
Getting drunk won't do no good. Till a hot, hot girl come chop up the wood. My dick is getting the better of me.
The better of me.
Look on my pants front, you will see. A rod is dear, stiffer than me, Lord. When you tear up.
Well, it's 40 below and I don't give a fuck. Got a heater in my truck and I'm off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking let me get the right step right. Get off stage, you goddamn goof, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on my nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with his pecker in his hand. He's a one ball man and he's off to the rodeo. It's a-